HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
What you up to today besides testing radios?
I'm testing that 7100 next. I'll make sure it works. You got any idea what time you're going to wrap it up today?
Around 5:30, 6 o'clock. I still got a few stops left. If I can get through those, I'll be good.
All right, you going to ping me on here? I've learned a few quirks about the D700s.
Somebody chimed in with you there.
Go ahead, whoever that else that was. Have I got it now, Patrick?
Yes, sir, you do.
So the two D700s, one of them, they both work. They're both completely functional. But one of them has a burned out LED in the upper right corner of its remote head. And the other one has a tongue on the, what looks like the RJ45, but they're smaller. It's like a telephone connector that plugs the remote head into the radio. The tang has broken off of it, so it slides out of there. So that's the quirks about those two radios.
I don't know.
Say again?
The remote mount head cable will slide out of the body or out of the head?
Well, it depends on which way you orient the cable. It depends on which one of the ends of the cable, and the two ends are exactly alike. The little plastic clip that you press down to pull it out has broken off and gone. So it doesn't stay hung up in there. You know how that is. That happens with RJ45 Ethernet connectors.
Now I get what you're saying. I thought something was wrong with the radio itself. It's the cable. That's not a big issue.
Yeah, I've talked on both of them for a long time, and both of them work just fine for a long time. Heated them up. And both Elinkos, and now I'm about to do the D-Star ICOM 7100. Is that a 2 meter, or is that just HF on? No, if it's D-Star, then it's 2 meters too. 2 meters, 70 centimeters. Is that an all-band, all-mode radio? Oh, this is a nice one. Anyway, I'm about to hook it up and see if it works.
Radios. Andrew uses one of those as his portable station.
It's got a place for an SD card in front of it, too. What's that for?
So you can update the repeater list. I'm not sure on that one. I know my ID5100 has it, and the new IC52 handheld has it. Where you can have, they have an internal repeater list, and as you're traveling, the GPS locates the nearest repeater, and you just click on it, and it automatically puts the information in.
W4DJW. I've heard of that before. I didn't know this was that rig, though, but that's cool. Anyway, I'm going to go over here and plug it in, and I'm going to see what it's all about. I'll key, if you're still around and you're not out of sight, then I'll talk to you on it so you'll know what it sounds like.
I'll be around for a few more minutes. I'm sitting in traffic trying to get to my next stop.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'll figure it out that fast, but we'll see. W4DJW.
HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
KO4HKX, KN4VWA.
Afternoon, Steve.
Hey, man, I went over to Bridgecom and got that software that they use, the CPS software and firmware upgrade software, and it's basically just a Excel spreadsheet similar to the RT systems that I've seen. So I've got that, and I'm on my way, and I've fired up both units, and they seem to be functioning. I've just now got to learn the nomenclature as to, you know, what each of the different terms are. You're using an Anytone, right?
At the moment, but yes, I do.
Okay, here's my question. When you program in from the FM column, is that 2 meter?
All your programming is done, like if you want to set up analog zones, you have to set up a zone, and let's say the 610, the 640, and the 105 up in Hendersonville. Those all can be one zone, and you'll have them under there. When you go to put them in, you can put the frequency in under the window, the pop-up window, when you double-click that box, and it will bring up another window. You enter all that there.
That's what I got to learn now, and then I've got to pretty much learn the ladder format for the setups for all the zones and the groups and all that kind of stuff, so that I can know how to go down through the selections to get to what I want. You know what I mean?
What you're meaning, and the easiest way to do that, for what I have found, is like alphabetical order. Or your, you know, home is your primary one. That's where you're going to use it. If you're going to be traveling to common places, you can set up a Myrtle Beach zone, or you can set up a Pigeon Forge zone, and that's got all those repeaters in that.
Okay, so basically I would set up a group of zones and then program each of the 2 meter positions. And what about on the DMR now?
You set you up a zone for the DMR. Well, you don't have to. You can put it under your home, since there are DMR repeaters here. And then you go in on that pop-up screen, and instead of it being analog, you put in digital, and that makes the change. And then you got to use your time slots and color codes instead of PL tones and that mess.
So part of their grouping scheme is with color tones?
Colors are how the repeater knows where to go and what to do with it. And then you have your, hang on a minute, let me get it in my head. You get your colors on, your zones and your time, and then your time slots. Each one has 2 time slots because you're only using half of the bandwidth. So you've got to know if you're in time slot 1 or time slot 2, along with your color code to get that repeater set up.
And that's in the DMR format, right?
Yes, that's only under the digital side.
Okay. All right, so I'm starting to get kind of an idea of how this is laddered out. And you know what I mean by laddered out, right?
Yeah, it's like climbing the rungs of a ladder. So it, the way I relate it back for me is, like I said, the radio I'm on now, the first 100 channels are all local channels. That's my local home zone. The next 200 are... You know, I travel to Pigeon Forge quite a bit. That's where that's at. The 300 to 400 are GMRS and MERS, that kind of thing. And those are my zones. That's how I relate them to zones.
Okay. All right. Because I noticed in my radio that he had tapers zones. And I would assume that that would include... all of the repeaters that are involved with APERS down through the state, because it had different locations, right?
I'd have to think about that one a minute, Steve, but APRS is just where that zone is going to, like if you want to set band 2, band B up for APRS, that's what that zone would be on, and then you can receive APRS with that radio.
I think I'm following. All right. It's kind of like bat troops. And, okay. Right. Well, listen, I'm probably still going to need some help with this programming, bud, and I sure do appreciate you talking to me about it. Now, one last question. Since I've got the 578... that's hard mounted, and then I've got the 878 handheld. Should I go ahead and download a separate run of software for each?
The CPS software will be different for each one. You can use the same code plug so they match identically, but I don't know if you want to do that.
All right. And when you say code plug, that's probably that little USB stick that they included in with my handheld, right?
He is referring to your complete repeater list or your DMR list and all that. That is your code plug. That is basically, okay, I want to do this here on this repeater.
Well, they included a small memory stick in with the handheld, and I'm assuming that that's what that is. You know, all that data for all the repeaters and all the goodies for all that. All right. Hey, where are you going to put that 7100?
It at the house for now, but I don't know. I'm thinking, like I said last night, I'm thinking about setting up a digipeater so that up at the house for APRS because it gets kind of sparse up that way.
Okay, all right. Now, is that a Cummins you're running in that truck of yours? Six seven?
No, it's a 9 liter.
Ooh, big boy. All right. Well, here's where I'm going with that. Cummins doesn't seem to shield their injector coils very well. Even though they're really good and they last forever, they don't seem to shield them too well. And that's what I found out was what my issue with my Ram 2500 is. I'm getting QRM popping from the injector coils, and it cannot be taken care of. It's an issue with HF, but not 2 meter 440.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything on here right now, 2 meter. I was going to figure that was just going to be HF. And I don't plan on doing any EHF in here. I got enough going on.
Well, that's the name of that game. All right, well, good enough, bud. Make sure that you knew that up front. And it took me a while to figure all that out. And then I finally talked to the guys from ICOM. And they said, no, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to run it. And the guy from U.S. Tower said the same thing because he had one and tried to run it in his vehicle and it would not work. And finally I called Jay-Zoo, and the minute I said Ram 2500 diesel, they said nope. So anyhow, I ain't going to be able to run no HF in my truck. That's kind of disappointing. But in the meantime, I know you got to jump. Go make some money and try to stay dry. KO4HKX, K4 VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, you have a good afternoon, and let me know if you need any more information. KO4HKX, I'll be clear.
GFW.
HKX, afternoon, Ken.
Can you just stay dry?
For the most part.
Pretty good here on the, out here, I guess, Highway 80.
Pretty good up here at your house, too. I just passed by.
A whole lot. I mean, it rained off and on, but not real hard for very long there at work.
He was saying it was supposed to be worse this evening, so who knows?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Today, he got off early.
Oh, man, I bet he loved that.
Around 3:30.
Not then.
This time waiting on 85.
I wrecked on 85 south down in Anderson this morning. Locked it up for a while.
Next to everywhere. The fire truck and ambulance and police have been running all day today.
Up there, going into Lyman right there at the red light at the post office. Somebody didn't stop before they rear-ended somebody else and left their whole front end laying on the road.
Texting on the cell phone, not paying attention.
attention or not giving a few more feet, you know what I mean, because it's raining. And they stay sucked up to you. It's like, won't be nobody in the left lane, and they'll be right on my bumper. I'll just move over to the left, and they'll shoot past, and I just move back to the right.
You won't be taking the dog for a walk today.
Not. She's going to hate that, but she probably won't even want to go out.
Open the door and it's raining like this when I get home. Mine will turn around and back up. She ain't doing that.
Leash on her and grab an umbrella, she'll go.
Bad if I grab the umbrella, but she ain't going out without it. She's spoiled rotten.
Oh, no, the umbrella ain't for the dog. It's for me.
The umbrella under my... trying to trip me up.
She'll go out there and that, but man, you walking in that field, you'll be gushing all over the place. It'll be sopping wet.
But hey, Ken, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump off here for now. You be careful on the rest of the way into the house. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
All right, 73. We'll catch you in the morning when you're headed down to Greenwood. KN4TFW. Be careful. 73.
N4ZLK.
I don't think I need one right now. Is it 2 meters single side?
text. I try to do my homework, but sometimes you just can't figure out enough. There's not enough information out there. Probably first of last year, before I bought my ST-991A. Keystar, and I don't know about the remote mount head on it since I want to use it as a base unit. The way it sits there is kind of funky.
First till I set it on the desk in front of me, and it looks kind of nice now. When you see it in the book, it doesn't look so attractive, but when you see it in real life, it kind of works.
Things I was curious about, but I wanted to take a look at it in person. You know, I'm one of those guys that I like to see things before I buy them a whole lot.
Steve.
KZ4M Mobile. You're talking about a 991A?
I have one at the house.
But my new best friend. I've got to apply a learning curve here in just a couple hours and figure out how to use one.
Take you home. It's actually pretty simple to get on the air with it. Now, the digital side of things are a little more difficult.
That's what I was telling Dave. Trying CW is hard enough. Trying to learn new radios is going to be a challenge. But all right, well, I'll let you and Dave get back to your conversation. Hey, Dave. I'll be here to listen. KZ4M Mobile.
How does ICOM 7100 sound?
Dave, you're rattling my console here, bud.
Yeah, I was on the Lincos before this one. I was on two D700s or D700s, yeah, before the Lincos, and then two Lincos, and now this ICOM. And before any of that, this morning on some Baofangs and Wuxons and Pofunks, those all work too. So far, so good. I'm down to about 8 radios that are functional, that were working, at least on the 2-meter side. I haven't tried this one on the HF side.
Well, you're sounding outstanding. I'm coming in the Greer and trying to plan my route. I know it won't include I-85 South because I know it's probably a parking lot right now.
His name is EY. W4EY Gary said there was a bad wreck out there a couple hours ago. They may, with all the rain and everything, they may still be working on getting that cleaned up.
Brave enough to run down 29 and jump on 385 and go down that way. That would be my choice way. So I guess I'm having to go roundabout and just go down 101.
There. So Patrick, what all you want me to bring over there? You want to look at both D700s and the 7100? Anything else? Jump out for his next stop. Hey, be careful out there. I'm going to tear down this ICOM 7100 and put it back in the box. I know it works now. W4DJW.
KZ4M Mobile.
Before PXB.
PXB. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike Mobile.
Before PXB, also mobile. Had a question when I saw on the repeater where you get all the frequencies, it shows that there's a 2 meter and also a 1.25. Can somebody explain what that actually is?
You still around?
I am, but I had to switch radios. What is saying something is 1.25? Where are you reading that?
To an SC repeater, and you select what frequency, or like 2 meter. There's also, on the very top bar, it shows 1.25 meters. So I was seeing what the difference between the 2 meter and that 1.25 is.
That is probably, most likely that's centimeters, 1.25 centimeters, which is something up from Let me pull up my band plan. So if you look on the band plan, you'll see what each one of those is. So there's multiple ways of referencing the band. You can reference it by in meters or in centimeters or in a half a dozen different ways of referencing them. But 1.2, I've got to go look that up. I don't remember. It's like 70 centimeters is 440. They're the same thing. For you. So you'll hear people refer to it as 70 centimeters, or you'll hear them refer to it as 440, 440 megahertz. But I had to pull up the band plan to look at 1.2 because I don't look at that very often.
AO4 PXB standing by. Thank you.
OM Mobile. Yep. It wasn't dinging off in my head right away, so I went, if Dave is still here, he'll know. So I wasn't just trying to push y'all.
So when I found it, 1.5 is 222 megahertz. So you've heard of a 220 radio? Those are 1.2 meters or 222 megahertz. W4DJW. Did you copy that?
Will you also get that, be within that band, or will it, does it require something different? Just mainly just for general information.
And that's a really good question. Let me make sure I get it. And that's a really good question because I remember when I came into the hobby back in 2004, I had the same questions and I was afraid to ask on the repeater. So I'm glad you're asking. It's appreciated that you'll come out and ask because there are a lot of new people. And you're right. That's very confusing. So you hear of amateur radio 2-meter radios, right, that are monoband, and that means if it's a 2-meter monoband, that means it only does 2 meters, doesn't do anything else. You'll hear of 2-meter 70 centimeter dual band radios, 2-meter 70 centimeter. That's 2-meter and 144 megahertz and 440 megahertz, 2-meter 70 centimeter. Those are dual band radios. You'll hear of tri bands. You'll hear of monobands that are only 220 radios, 1.2 meters, and they're monoband radios. So, and you'll hear of quad band radios that do 2 meters, 70 centimeters, 1.25 meters, or 220, and they'll do 6 meters, right? So it all depends on the radio that you buy as whether it's a monoband and which band the monoband is, if it's a dual band, and which two bands the radio is, if it's a tri-band or a quad band, and which three or four bands the radio does. And you can have a monoband that does 2 meters alone, or you can have a quad band that includes 2 meters. Does that make sense?
For PXB, sure it does.
I know it's difficult, but it's just look at the frequency that it transmits on, and they'll call, if they say it's a monoband, it only does one. If they say it's a dual band, it does two. And if it does two, then ask the question, which two? And if it does three, ask the question, which three? And if it does four, ask the question, which four? And if 1.25 centimeters is in there, then you've got a 220 radio in addition. Like my Yaesu FT350R, which they don't make anymore, it does 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 220 or 1.25 meters. So it will do that, but it'll only do 5 watts on 1.25. It does 50 watts on 2 meters, and I think it does like 40 watts on 70 centimeters, and it does 5 watts on 1.25 meters.
For PXB, I've got a Yaesu FT2980 that Chad told me about, so that, and he strictly mentioned that it will only do 2 meters, so probably the other one 1.2. There's probably frequencies that won't be heard on this station.
I'm pulling that one up now. A Yaesu FT2980R, 80-watt, wow, 80-watt, 2-meter FM mobile transceiver. So, yeah, it only does one band, and that band is 144 megahertz, which is the one we're on, the band we're on right now, commonly referred to as 2 meters. Yeah, that's a mono band transceiver that does 80 watts out. Wow, that's unheard of. I did not know there was a radio out there that would do 80 watts.
KO4 PXB, this one's just the FT2980. It'll only do 30 watts.
Oh, it doesn't have the R on the end of it. I guess the R, I don't know what the R stands for. I'm trying to read it while I'm talking. I don't see it. But anyway, it's got 4 3/4 stars. It's almost a 5-star rodeo. I remember ICOM made one that did 80 watts. I had one. I can't remember what the name of it was. It was like the little brother to the 7,000. But it's the 8,000. That's what it was. It's the 8,000. The ICOM 8,000 did 80 watts, and it was a monoband. That's all it would do. So I guess it's not totally unheard of to do that much. But anyway, that is a monoband transmitter, so you can only do 2 meters.
I appreciate that information, because when I saw it, I'm going, well, okay, since it's a lower one, you would think it would include from 2 meter down to that range.
It says on here, and this is the R version. When I Googled it, I came up with the R version. And the R version's receive range is from 136 megahertz to 174 megahertz. So it receives outside of the amateur band. And the reason for that is somewhere in there, well, no, that doesn't go low enough for aviation. I don't know what else that's including, but it goes way beyond on the receive. I'm not seeing on the transmit frequency, it goes from 144 to 148. That's it. 144 megahertz to 148 megahertz. But it'll receive from 136 to 174.
Appreciate the information. I can only imagine putting an 80-watt radio in a vehicle. You would have to have a separate battery to keep from smoking the other battery or blowing fuses.
Yeah, you'd run 10-gauge wire. Directly off of the battery, 10-gauge wire, so that, and then have an alternator strong enough to keep the battery charged and don't operate it without the engine running, that kind of thing. And some of them, if the alternator doesn't have enough oomph, then you'll, and you can pull the battery low enough, then it just flat won't work. But, for those trucks that have dual alternators and dual batteries, piece of cake.
I've kept mine on high power, and I don't see any effects on my battery, so it's still staying right there on the line of 14 volts. And
that's it. You just don't want voltage drop. You start getting voltage drop, things start heating up. Anyway, I got to repackage this 7100 for Patrick. Patrick, are you still in there, Patrick, or did you get back yet? Okay, I got to package it up because I'm going to have to meet him in a little bit. I got it all unwound and tested, and now I got to put it all back together and make sure it all fits back in the box. I'll be listening. W4DJW.
4PXB. Yeah, I'm just about to my destination, so I'm going to see 73 until later on. Please be careful.
Guys, Kilo Zulu Format Mobile, clear and whistle.
Where's that LK? Question about the wireman there. Is it Highway 9 and then you take a right on another little road, or Highway 996 or something like that?
I'll be honest with you, I don't remember the state number for it, but if you're on Highway 11, right where Highway 101 dead ends into 11, if you were to turn like if 101 continued across 11, and it's right across there, you turn right there and go like you're going toward Poinsett Bridge, and it'll be the first road on the right is Pittman.
Yeah, we actually looked at a house up there on Pittman. This is before I knew the wireman was there, a few years ago, before we found the one we bought. We're just kind of looking out. Weren't really looking out that far. It just, there wasn't much available at the time, and our circle kept getting wider or further and further out. But okay, I know where that is now. I appreciate it. And 4ZLK, I'm glad you got your coax.
I have to send out kudos to Steve. I did not know they had moved, and I would have been very upset. But thank goodness he chimed in, and I just turned around and went back. They fixed me right up. So, all right, you be careful out there on the road. KZ4M Mobile.
Conversation.
station. That would have been no fun to get all the way back to your house and find out that they were just down the street. I'll see you later. N4ZLK.
You or Dave are listening. Beware of I-85 southbound. It's a parking lot as far as I can see, both sides of 14.
WHM Mobile.
Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mobile, Pelham Road.
Zulu 4 Mike would be mobile, 14 in Pelham Road, but I'm not mobile.
KO4 RMM, it's for a good reason, headed over to Cortino's Trattoria to pick up some linguine and clams.
A whole lot of traffic getting off of 85 southbound there and heading down this way.
I'm headed into it, about 2 miles out from destination.
Over 85 on 14, it was a parking lot southbound as far as you can see in both directions. Go ahead to our new station.
Gene and Pelham, I'm right here myself. You might be, I might could see you.
Hit the window and wave. I am southbound 14, sitting at the red light.
Emily's Barbecue, going to pick up some dinner.
Emily's Barbecue, I'm looking right at it.
Wagon.
UV just blocked my view. I'm in a silver Murano, waiting for this light to change.
Here, and this intersection is really bad almost all the time, so looks like they're widening it, which will be nice.
I can't understand why 85 does this every day. Southbound 85 just turns into a parking lot. Now, I don't know if it's people can't drive or what, and there's not, it's not like there's an accident or somebody broke down and blocking the highway. It's just people blow up.
Well, you know, name's Tim here, by the way. I don't think I caught yours.
Tango Oscar Mike just passed the state trooper park there, and I see you black rope flagging. Hello.
I'm going to say 73. I got to run in here and get dinner before I'm too late, so good to chat. Talk to you later.
Hey, well, you're good. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.